This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn and my husband, Pastor Larry, and I thank you for joining us today. Pastor Larry.
Good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Larry. Welcome you this morning to Our Wireless Connection. Before we get started, I would like to send a shout out to Pastor Benny Ramos and Pastor Natasha Ramos in Love Wings Ministry. They are great people of God. They are actually on 11 o'clock this morning. They're on every morning, every Saturday morning, 11 o'clock from 11 to noon live. And we would encourage you to listen to their program. Give them a call if you have a prayer request or just to say hello. But again, Pastor Benny Ramos and Pastor Natasha Ramos through Love Wings Ministry. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and for your mercy. Father, we know, Jesus, Lord Jesus, that you are our healer. We know you are our redeemer. And Lord, in you we place our trust. And we thank you, God, that what you've done in our lives, what you wrought for us, Lord, the victories yesterday, today, and forever in our life. Father, Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Lord, to bless everyone that's under the sound of our voice. Lord Jesus, answer their prayer. Meet them, Lord, head on, God. Touch them, and Father, in such a way they'd known it was you. Father, Lord Jesus, we ask you, God, to lay your loving arms wrapped around about them, O God. Hold them up, O Lord. Touch them, O God, in such a way they'd known it was you. Let the healing touch of the Son of the living God to be manifest into their life. Bless them, O God. Bless them beyond understanding. Let the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. And let the blessing, O God, overwhelm them and touch them, O God, in Jesus' name. This morning I want to just touch on just a few thoughts that the Lord had gave me a few weeks ago. I want to go from Scripture, Hebrews 11:1. And I'm sure that you've read it before. And it goes like this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Going to verse 6, chapter 11. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Beloved, I want to tell you, a few weeks ago, I had an experience in my personal life that it was the hand of God and the hand of God alone that reached out and touched me. I was rushed to the hospital August the 12th, and from what the doctors had said, that I was having a heart attack. Well, I believe the Lord had actually touched me before the ambulance picked me up. I know the Lord touched me during the ride to the hospital. And I know once I was there for a couple of days, I know the living hand of God had healed me of my condition. I want to thank each and every one of you that knew about this, that had been praying for me. And even prior to that, that you're offering your prayers to this ministry, Our Wireless Connection. The reason why I brought this scripture up, without faith it is impossible to please him. And he that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. My understanding is that all we need is mustard seed faith. That's all. And God will move mountains in your life, whether it be healing, be deliverance, financial, spiritual, emotional, mental. All we need is the faith of the grain of a mustard seed. But without faith, which is the basis of Christianity, with faith, we need to have faith 24/7. We need to activate faith in our life. We need to live by faith, walk not by sight, but believe and trust God that for the impossible in our lives, God is the God of all possibilities. He is the rewarder of those that completely sell out to Him, lock, stock, and barrel. Beloved, it was a very serious time in my life, not knowing whether that God was going to be there. But I knew that every step that I took toward the ambulance on my own, I knew that God had touched me. The angels encamped around themselves about me. And I can tell you this morning, beloved, I'm alive and well through the power of Almighty God, through the prayer that we have prayed, the faith that rewarded my life, that God had touched me, mind, body, and soul. Beloved, there is going to come a time in your life that you're going to need to activate your faith, because faith pleases God. Faith, trust in Him, pleases God. Divine testimony of doing right. For me to testify to different ones that say, the Lord Jesus healed me. You know, the church really believes that the healing ministry or healing is no longer active in the church. That's no longer part of the church. Well, I beg to differ. Jesus is there. We need to activate our faith and trust and believe Him. For anyone to tell you, and I'm talking about in any church, that healing was back then and not for today, they do not know their Bible and they surely don't know Jesus. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a God that changeth not, and there's nothing too hard for Him. Beloved, I can tell you by personal experience, my dependence on the Lord Jesus is 100%. My faith in the Lord Jesus is 100%. My belief, my trust, my walk, my talk is sold out to Jesus. I love Him more than ever before, and I thank you for your many prayers. I thank you for holding this ministry up, because without you praying for us, without you believing for us, this ministry would not be on the air. We thank you for what you've done in the Spirit. And beloved, I can tell you again, my confidence is not in our ministry. Our confidence is not in our ability. Our confidence is not in what we do, but our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Having faith is the stimulus of Christianity, the lifeblood of the just. And we do know that guaranteed prayers are being answered. That is one of the definitions of having faith. Having faith also makes a down payment for things to be desired. Beloved, without faith, again, it is impossible to please Him. Having faith is a longing, yearning, confident expectation. My expectation is that God is showing up on the scene. My expectation is knowing that God is still in the healing business. My expectation, my hope, my belief, my thought, my walk, my talk is still in the realms of Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on to thine own understanding, and He will direct thy paths. And we thank you for praying for this ministry. Thank you for being faithful. And if we've ever been a blessing to you, if we've ever said one thing that blessed you throughout the day, the week, the month, from the time that we've been on the air, write us, give us a call. My phone number is 954-850-0202. Call us sometime to just let us know if you'd like for us to pray for you. And again, my number is 954-850-0202. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness to Jesus. And most of all, we thank Jesus for being in our midst. Pastor Carolyn.
Thanks, Pastor Larry. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so this morning, we pray, we thank God that anything that attempts to shackle us, bring us down, anything that attempts to stop us from fulfilling our destiny, that the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So in the mighty name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we come before you and ask you, Holy Spirit, to pour out during the rest and balance of this radio broadcast, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the seeds that Pastor Larry has implanted in us right now, seeds of faith, Lord God. Let them flourish in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that liberty is ours as the children of the Most High God. Lord God, we are a royal priesthood, a holy generation, according to your word, Father God. Holy Spirit, pour out on this broadcast. Pour out into every life, into every home. Pour out in the state of Florida. Pour out, Holy Spirit, we pray, throughout this nation. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we come against all oppression right now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we call ourselves loosed and set free in Jesus' mighty name, that we walk in liberty in the name of Jesus. For if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That's John 8:36. And so in the name of Jesus, according to John 8:36, we declare our freedom, we declare our liberty, we declare freedom and liberty throughout the state of Florida and America in the life of each person that is a loyal listener to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. I speak freedom and liberty over you right now in Jesus' mighty name. You are not bound by the past, no. In Jesus' mighty name, your eyes are focused and affixed toward the future and the things that God has for you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you are the God of the suddenlies, the Lord of the breakthrough. Lord, and we thank you, Father God, that you are making all things right, causing everything to work out for our good in the name of Jesus. You are the God that sets the captives free in Jesus' mighty name. And so, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every wrong mindset, all negativity, doubt, unbelief, things, Lord God, contrary to the word of God, and we push it away from our lives. We refuse to accept it in the name of Jesus, and we align ourselves with the word of God. The word of God that says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Beloved, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. Blessed in the city and blessed in the field. By his stripes you were healed. This morning we choose to align ourselves with the word of God in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to the King, for the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Psalm 34:7. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 34:7, Lord God, we thank you. Angels are dispatched now, today, and until the rapture of the church around each listener, around the audience of the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast, that the angels of the Lord encamp around us, Lord God, that we walk in the fear of the Lord, and God, you deliver us. Lord God, we desire to keep your commandments, to serve you with our whole hearts. And so we thank you, God, that your angels are fighting on our behalf, are dispatched on our behalf, are dispatched on behalf of our children. Lord God, our spouses, our state, our nation, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And even I want to release this morning that God says this is key season. key season. And in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray that God would show you and make it clear to you the key, that the key season that you're in, what he's giving you the key to do, the key, the door to unlock those things, Lord God, that the people of God have been seeking for answers, God, that you're downloading, you're giving them the key. This is key season individually, key season corporately for the church, key season as we go forth in the months of October, November, and December. It is key season. And so I would encourage you to press in and say, God, what is it that you have for me during this key season? The key that you have given me, and even keys, plural, to unlock those doors, things in my destiny, things that you're requiring me to do. You don't want to miss anything that God has for you during this season, things that he's requiring for you to do as we, as Christians and people of faith, stand up, standing in the full armor of God and having on done all to stand, continue to stand. For God give you the key in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost to continue to move forward with forward momentum and acceleration in your destiny and the things he's requiring of you in this season in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for strongholds that are broken in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for delay broken in the name of Jesus in our lives, Lord God, that we will not be stopped from those things that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. For we are the people of God. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy generation. Glory to God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray, Lord God, that no bondage of apathy, oppression, Lord God, that has previously and in past seasons, Lord, held your people captive, will no longer have power over any one of us in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, even the body of Christ as a whole would arise in key season, in this key season, individually, corporately, Lord God, moving, Lord God, in unity, key season of unity, key season for you to go forth and do the things that God has called you to do with no delay, no distraction, and functioning in the power of the Holy Ghost and in the leading of the Holy Ghost as God has always ordained for you to walk in Jesus' mighty name. The footsteps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you, God. Every footstep is being ordered in key season, for this is key season. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, go forth, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, Lamb of God. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. And as we go forth in key season, glory to God, God is with us. And he is speaking to us. And he is restoring. He is bringing restoration. Everything that the enemy has stolen is being restored, being returned. And God is giving more in Jesus' mighty name. And as we go forth, glory to God, in this key season, hallelujah, October of 2018, November of 2018, December of 2018 is key season. What is God saying to you for the month of October? Hallelujah. Go, saints of God, and complete the tasks in the name of Jesus. What is God saying to you for the month of November of 2018? Go, saints of God, and complete the task. What God is saying for you, December of 2018, that you will go forth and complete every task, every assignment, everything that God has been speaking to you in the past season, almost those things that seemed impossible. Now, as the key season breaks open, you're able to complete the assignment. You see the way. It's clear. It's becoming clearer. And God is giving you the clarity and showing you during key season how he's going to open up that door. He's going to give you the key. He's giving you the key in prayer. He's giving you the key in spiritual warfare. He's giving you the key as you go forth in your destiny in Jesus' mighty name. The definition of key One of the definitions is something that affords a means of access. And so in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord, that your people in key season have key access, Lord God, access into places, Lord God, that they never dreamed were possible. But in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare access for you in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord God, as we go into November of the year 2018, Lord God, one of the definitions for key is a manually operated lever for opening and closing. And what came to me when I read this part of the definition was the old time voting booths where you would pull the lever. And so even Lord God, in November of 2018, we declare it's key season in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, you know, Lord God, as you have spoken, that this is this season of the key season, Lord God, and this definition of a manually operated lever in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father God. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus throughout the month of November of 2018 in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you that right now you are speaking to each person listening to the Our Wireless Connection radio listening broadcast, Lord God. And Lord God, you're giving them instructions as they manually, Lord God, go forth, Father God, pulling, operating the lever in the name of Jesus, Lord God, making changes, Lord God, according to the will of God, Lord God, making decisions, Lord God, on what they're going to do in November of 2018 according to the perfect will of God. And so we thank you, Lord God. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that during this key season, Lord God, your people have clarity like they have never had in the past, Father God. And even, Lord God, as they go into key season in the month of December, Lord God, that they will not let their guard down, Lord God. They will not become too relaxed, Father God. But no, Lord God, they will be alert and on alert, Lord God, going into the year 2019, Father God, excited, Lord God, about the things of God, about what you have prepared for us, Lord God. In fact, Lord God, keyed up with an intensity of feeling, excitement, and energy, Lord God, about the things of God and what you're going to do. And Lord God, that we would not accept ever, Lord God, the things that the enemy is putting out there, Lord God, in terms of declarations, that we understand that God has a prophetic word. We understand that God has a destiny for us, for our state, and for our nation. But also the enemy tries to put the same declarations out from his kingdom that are contrary to what God would say. But in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord God, that those things that God is speaking shall come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Another thing is during this key season, in Jesus' mighty name, it says a key is something of prime importance or interest, intent, or something to be obsessed about, something to be keyed in on. So in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray that we would be empowered, excited about, and energized to complete all that God is speaking to us to complete in Jesus' mighty name. If this morning you're saying, well, I still don't have clarity on the things that God is calling me to do or to say or where to go or what to do, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, because this God has said this is key season, I pray, God, because it's pivotal for your people to hear the sound of your voice, I pray, Lord, speak to them clearly. Let them know what they're to do. Let them respond to your leading in the name of Jesus. As we are in a major season, we are in a crucial season. This is a vital season, God. Let your people hear the sound of your voice in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, cause them to be decisive. Clearly decisive according to what God has spoken to them on the things that they're to do in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, God, for the blueprints being downloaded to them during key season in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, you're giving them the code. Hallelujah, the code in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord. You're giving them the passport in Jesus' mighty name, going from one place to another as you respond to this, to the word of God, as you respond to the voice and the leading of the Holy Ghost. You get your passport in Jesus' mighty name. God is giving you the clue. He's giving you the sign. He's giving you the means. He's giving you the prosperity in the name of Jesus. As we're in a principal season, this is an indispensable, crucial, primary, key, vital, pivotal season in the name of Jesus. Lord God, don't let anybody miss it who is a loyal listener to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. Father God, we're lifting up every person, Lord God. Let them hear you and make it clear in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's interesting when I looked up the definition of key so I could share some of the points out of the definition. One of the things that came up connected with the definition of key was the name of Francis Scott Key, the author of the Star Spangled Banner. And so I don't want to let the broadcast go without mentioning that the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast is committed to speaking the word of God over this nation in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord, that even as you have spoken, this is key season, that looking at the definitions comes up the name of Francis Scott Key, the author of the Star Spangled Banner. And so we thank you, Lord, that this nation is in a key season, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that the saints of God are praying for this nation, not taking anything for granted, Lord God, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus, evangelizing, Lord God, sharing the gospel, Lord God, doing the things, God, that you called us to do as citizens of this nation, Lord. And so we thank you, Father God, that you're speaking to your people, energizing your people, Lord God, that they understand, Lord, the gift of God, what it is to live in this nation. Lord God, the people that have lived in other countries, who have desired, Lord God, to come to this country, Lord God, because how precious and how blessed and the mighty things that you have done through the nation of America. And so, God, as the saints of the living God, the saints, Lord God, that are connected to Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast, we declare and we decree that Jesus Christ is Lord over America in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree that this is a Christian nation in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree that we have not forgotten our roots and we stand firmly on the word of God, understanding that we would have never made it this far had it not been for the hand of God. And so we thank you, God, for mercy and for grace and for your power and a mighty demonstration of your power coming upon the United States of America in the name of Jesus, King of Glory. Have your way in this nation in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Larry.
Beloved, thank you so much this morning for being attentive and listening to us this morning. We want to encourage you in Jesus' name. If you don't have a local church, find one that teaches and preaches the gospel. It's in its entirety, the fullness thereof. Find you a local church that you know that you are going to be connected with. And we do thank you for your prayer, for your love. We thank you for the wireless connection through the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has opened this door for us to be able to minister to you. And until next Saturday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., we wish you the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Thank you so much. Until then, God bless you.